I'm Ricky Bevington with your GPB headlines for Tuesday, June 11th, 2018. 6 months after its president stepped down amid controversy, Kennesaw State University has a new leader. Today, the Georgia Board of Regents appointed Dr. Pamela Witten in a unanimous vote. She was the sole finalist for the position recently vacated by former Attorney General Sam Olens. Olens left the job in December after criticism of the way he handled a protest by KSU cheerleaders who took a knee before football games. Witten previously worked at the University of Georgia, where she served as Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs and Provost. She begins her new position on July 16th. The project to deepen the Savannah Harbor will stay on schedule, thanks to additional money from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, this year's funding is about $85 million.
Georgia funded its portion of the $973 million Savannah Harbor expansion project up front. That allowed the work to get underway. Federal money has been slower to arrive, but this year Congress budgeted just under $50 million for the project. That's waiting for Senate approval. Now, the Corps has set aside another $35 million. Spokesman Russell Wickey.
It gives us the optimal construction speed, enabling us to construct the project as fast as physics will allow.
The deepening is already done in the outer channel, the part in the ocean and the mouth of the river. Wiki says dredging in the river can begin once an environmental project is finished. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
An Atlanta psychiatrist just became the first female African-American president of the American Medical Association. The AMA announced today Dr. Patrice Harris was made president-elect at its annual meeting. After 1 year as president-elect, Dr. Harris will become AMA president in June 2019. Lawyers are beginning to tackle their delayed caseloads after the Atlanta Municipal Court computers were taken offline in a March cyber attack. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the city lost its dash cam video archive as well.
Attorney Gerald Griggs says he's got at least 10 cases that have been delayed since the attack. It's increased his workload, but he says he's most concerned with the disappearance of the dash cam archives, especially in DUI cases.
There may be the loss of crucial evidence. There may be motions that have to be filed to have cases dismissed for spoliation of the evidence.
Griggs says he isn't sure how the lost footage will impact his cases, but it could set new legal precedent for loss of digital evidence.
So we may be treading into new area and creating new law.
For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
Former Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young continues to recover from an illness that sent him to a Nashville hospital last month. The civil rights leader and former United Nations ambassador was in Tennessee to speak at Fisk University when he was hospitalized for an infection. A few days later, the 86-year-old was transferred to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Last week, the FBI announced the rescue of nearly 150 children in Metro Atlanta in a major crackdown on child sex trafficking. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the multi-agency effort called Operation Safe Summer.
During the month of May, the FBI-led effort identified or located 149 exploited children ranging in age from 3 to 17 in six metro counties. Nathan Whiteman is the agent in charge of the operation. He told GPB's On Second Thought the problem of child sex trafficking is wide-reaching in who it affects and where it happens.
Those children are our neighbors. They are the kid down the street. The perpetrators or the predators and the offenders are also our neighbors and the man or woman down the street.
The task force arrested, cited, indicted, or sentenced more than 150 people. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
And I'm Ricky Bevington. For more of today's Georgia news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and find us on social media, on Twitter and Facebook, at GPB News.